Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Path of Least Resistance, Learning to Become the Creative Force in Your Own Life. You may have had this experience: you're increasingly stressed by many problems with your career, family, and health, until one day you wanted to change the status quo. You commit to developing a plan and buy many books. But it doesn't last long and your life returns to the same situation and repeating old patterns. In the end you complain that you have no willpower and that you're just not suited for it. Perhaps you've also wondered, is it due of your weak willpower and personality or is it just bad luck? But that is not the case. The book tells you that it's not a lack of drive that leads to failing to make progress, but the odd structure of your life. There is an invisible force in the structure that pulls you unwillingly. Your life is like a river and it takes the path of least resistance. Water will always flow along a riverbed if it remains unchanged, because this is the most natural thing. So as long as the base structure of your life remains unchanged, you will most likely follow the same path that you always had, no matter how hard you struggle. So if you really want to change your life, then you need to escape this odd structure, use creativity to build a structure that helps to change the status quo and have a breakthrough. When in the new structure, constantly practice creativity to replace the useless constant problem-solving mindset of the past. Create a new path of least resistance so that you can develop what you really want and fulfill your vision. The ideas brought up in this book are unique and interesting. It has been a global bestseller for more than 30 years, since publishing in 1984. It has inspired and influenced the creative journey of many people and is a proven guide to enhancing creativity. Robert Fritz is a renowned expert of creativity research in the United States who also founded the Creative Process Program. Many elites have attended the program and were inspired to embark on their own creative adventures. He also founded both Technologies for Creating and Robert Fritz Incorporated. More interestingly, he is an award-winning musician and composer. It was during the composing process where Fritz discovered the mystery of creation. He then started conduct research, set up companies, developed learning programs, and published several books. Next, let's read the book in three parts. Part 1, The Underlying Structure of Life. Part 2, How Structure Determines Your Actions. Part 3, Utilizing the Creative Cycle. The basis of today's book is that there's an underlying structure in life. The book states you are like a river, you go through life taking the path of least resistance. This seems a little hard to understand at first. How can life be like a river? Rivers naturally follow the path of least resistance by moving along the riverbed and separating at obstacles. The same applies to the entire natural world. Everything follows the path of least resistance and moves forward in the easiest direction. Pedestrians walking straight on a busy street and avoiding each other, electric currents in equipment and energy transmitting are all examples of taking the path of least resistance. Fritz points out, no matter where you are in your life right now, you have moved along the path of least resistance. Many choices and arrangements in life were the most natural result at the time. They were just as logical as a river flowing along the path of least resistance. Even the dumbest decisions that seem foolish afterwards were considered to be the best option at the time. Because of the circumstances at that time and their perception, a person could only make that choice by following their way of least resistance. So why is this happening? Because life has an underlying structure. This brings us to discuss how the path of least resistance is determined by an underlying structure. Everything has a structure. Some structures are physical, such as bridges and tunnels. Other structures can be abstract and internal, such as the plot of a story, the beat of music, or the movements of symphonies. A river's direction and speed are determined by its riverbed and course, which are its structure. A complex terrain means a river's path of least resistance will be complex. This shows the power of the structure. If there is a path on the hillside that everyone walks along, why do people choose this path instead of another one? Because the shape of the hillside, the surroundings and other structural factors make it the path of least resistance. The city plans of Boston were formed by utilizing existing cow paths. And these cow paths were developed when the cows chose a path where it was easiest to move without being blocked by rocks. The path of the least resistance in life is also determined by the structure. This consists of our desires, beliefs, assumptions, aspirations, and reality itself. We don't generally feel the existence of the underlying structure or understand its power. Different people under the same circumstances would choose different paths of least resistance. Their different goals and experiences result in different abilities, resources, and intelligence, which make their underlying structures of life different. Underlying structures determine what kind of path of least resistance one would choose. Maybe you're not happy with where you are in your life currently and think it isn't what you want. You are trying to make changes in your career, life, and relationships. You've adjusted your mindset and tried to solve problems, but you still get trapped in the old patterns. As we mentioned earlier, the river will continue to follow its original direction and path as long as the riverbed remains unchanged. It may sound pessimistic, but in this book you will find that people can change the important underlying structures of their life. This change does not come from problem solving, but through the creation of new structures. The path of least resistance will only change when a new underlying structure is created. It is similar to shifting the flow of a river by changing the structure of its course and riverbed. Fritz says once you create a new structure, your life will gain momentum like the power of a river and lead towards the fulfillment of what you really want. The path to those achievements is the path of least resistance. This brings us to the end of part 1. Here we talked about the underlying structure of life and how it is like a river. No matter what you have experienced, you have moved along the path of least resistance. You may not be satisfied with this path, but you can't get out of it no matter how hard you struggle. It is determined by the underlying structure of life. This structure can be changed, and only by changing it can we fulfill our desires. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.